Democrats said it was like putting the wolf in charge of the hen house. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And now the man who was nominated to be the next drug czar is backing out. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump tweeting in the last half hour, Representative Tom Marino has informed me that he's withdrawing his name from consideration as drug czar. Tom is a fine man and a great congressman, he wrote. Yesterday during a Rose Garden press conference, the president declined to express confidence in Marino following revelations that the lawmaker helped steer legislation, making it harder to act against drug companies in the opioid crisis. Dave?
John, ISIS is closer to being driven out of the terror group's declared capital in Syria. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, an alliance of Kurdish and Arab fighters backed by the U.S. saying military operations in Raqqa, Syria are over. Although the U.S. military is more cautious, a spokesman telling Fox News 90% of the city has been recaptured, but some fighting remains. The local alliance, the Syrian Democratic Forces, says a few hundred remaining ISIS fighters were flushed from inside Raqqa's main hospital, which had served as an ISIS headquarters, and a sports stadium, which was being used as a prison and dungeons. Dave?
Simon with the California wildfires that killed 41 people under bitter control. Thousands more evacuees were allowed back home, but many, like this man in Santa Rosa, couldn't believe the burnout mess they returned to.
Wow, it's even worse than I thought.
Nearly 6,000 homes burned down. NFL owners and some players will meet today trying to end the national anthem controversy, looking for a way to keep players from taking a knee.
The NFL wants to find a compromise that still allows players to use their platform to make awareness on issues that matter to them, like social justice and equality.
Fox Business Network's Tracy Carrasco outside the owners' meetings in New York last night. Titans receiver Rishard Matthews stayed off the field for the anthem, waiting in the tunnel of the locker rooms. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
2 months after saying he was disappointed in Mitch McConnell over the failed Obamacare repeal, he and the Republican Senate leader appear united on tax reform.
We're together totally.
After lunch with the president and vice president, McConnell talked about their vision on fixing the tax code.
It's about both reduction and reform. It's been 30 years since this kind of effort was undertaken successfully, and we're going to succeed this time.
McConnell's been under attack by former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, who has declared war on the GOP establishment. Standing next to the president, McConnell warned of the danger of backing outsider challengers who cannot get elected.
Winners make policy and losers go home.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Stock futures are up slightly. The Dow's only 44 points away from hitting 23,000 for the first time. Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein may be in Arizona for rehab over a sexual misconduct scandal, but he'll talk to his brother Bob today, still upset over being removed from his company. Also, amid the growing allegations, there's this.
Hashtag MeToo is a movement started by Alyssa Mulatto to shed light on the widespread problem of sexual assault, harassment, and rape following the Harvey Weinstein accusations. It began when she tweeted a note from a friend that said, if all the women who have been sexually harassed or assaulted wrote MeToo as a status, we might give people a sense of the magnitude of the problem. So she took that and ran with it. The response, overwhelming from both men and women. The actress, in an essay for Patriot Not Partisan last week, wrote she is sickened and angered over the accusations. Among those posting with a hashtag, Anna Paquin, Deborah Messing, and Anika Noni Rose. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Yankees can get even today with the Astros in baseball's playoffs. Houston won the first two games of the American League Championship Series, but New York last night took game 3, 8-1. The NLCS resumes today, the Dodgers and the Cubs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Well, save time and money. Shop local with CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Their owners, Betsy and Brad Parks, love to give you a free quote. Put CMI in your circle of trust right now. CMI giving you an opportunity to learn about an effective way to prevent the spread of harmful disease, viruses, and germs. Call today. Last day to call on this. It's 359-6262. Perfect for people who work at gyms, schools, hospitals, daycares, vet clinics, medical facilities, and transportation companies. 359-6262. Find out and learn more about disinfection, sanitizing, and mold control. CMIClean.com, 359-6262.
We've got a high 70 today, 45 our low tonight, up to 72 tomorrow, down to 50. 76 the high on Thursday, down to 52. 77 with partly cloudy conditions Friday and Saturday. Chance of rain comes our way Sunday. Currently 47, ESPN 93.5.
Well, ESPN 93.5, U of I Credit Union, Shambana Moms, U of I Women's Basketball Team invites you to trick-or-treating with the Stars 2017 this Sunday, 3 to 5. At the Ubbin Basketball Practice Facility, meet Nancy Faye, all the women's basketball players. That's at 4th and St. Mary's in Champaign. There'll be a lot of people at trick-or-treating with the Stars.
I love seeing all the costumes. The superheroes, that seems to be popular every year. Just a whole lot of fun when we do this event.
What's the peak age?
I don't know. Aiden was asking at 14 whether he should participate or not. What's he doing as far as his outfit? He doesn't like to do any mask. I was thinking maybe he wears Waldo with a red and white striped cat and a hat and some glasses.
There you go. That's easy.
Easy.
Easy to do and fun, and you don't have to cover your face.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I guess kids, I think between 4 and 8 seems to be a really cool age.
Yeah.
They're just all really into it.
Right.
And then at some point, it kind of gets silly and stupid.
Right.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all, I like to always think of it as just fun. And
they take a turn when they get into the younger teens of being, you know, more zombie and witches and ghouls and more of the, you know, evil side of Halloween rather than the fun superheroes.
Yeah, and of course, U of I will be, you know, the weekend college kids do some things. They dress up a little bit as well. Okay, ESPN 93.5. Let's talk about Busey, your good friends at Busey. What's the best age to retire? Over the past 2 years, the average retirement age, about 63. Professionals at Busey Wealth Management can help you plan the right time for you. Deciding when to retire depends on your lifestyle preferences, changes in circumstances, health considerations, and financial readiness. Busey Wealth Management can help determine your optimal strategy. They'll review a variety of variables, how much you've saved, how much you plan to spend. And I guess you look at the charts, your life expectancy. Their experts understand no two situations are alike. They take time to listen and understand your needs. You can also utilize the retirement calculators at Busey.com to get a better idea of how long your retirement savings will last and how much can you spend each month in retirement. The experts at Busey Wealth Management can help identify your objectives, design a game plan to achieve your goals, and implement a program that fits your needs. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations for solutions to your lifetime. Busey Wealth Management, investment products and services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC. Money cannot buy you love or class. But millennials have decided that money can buy you happiness, just not the way you expect. A new Wells Fargo study suggests that millennials age 20 to 36 link satisfaction and happiness with stability and financial responsibility. Private wealth advisor Derek Kenny. How are you, Derek?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. So what's your take on this study? A third of the participants satisfied with their financial status. 62% felt happy overall, 65% using the word meaningful. You mean we're searching for purpose. The millennials are a little more focused on purpose rather than a ton of money.
That's right. This is clearly a different generation than the baby boomers before them. And let me give you a quick example. I interviewed a millennial recently for a financial advisory job. And as we were talking, we had come down to the bottom line terms to get them to accept the position. They said, you know, Mr. Kenny, I want some time to be on my Facebook, my Instagram at the office. I want to have time to do other things outside the office. And I thought, my gosh, we want the person to work here, not to be on their technology all day. And it gave me some insight in terms of how this generation was raised. So I think we need to let these millennials off the hook a bit. The parents that raised them gave them everything, rewarded them with everything, saluted them with everything. And so this generation's having a tough go in terms of adjusting to how the workforce, I think, works today.
Well, I'm told over and over that this generation requires flexibility. Are you seeing that?
That's right. That's exactly right. They require flexibility. And what we found is, especially working with my own client base that refers me to their kids as part of our wealth planning strategy, once they know why they're doing what they're doing, they tend to be more successful. Here's an example. If I were to talk to a millennial, and again, I use that as a term to broadly describe that entire age group. If I just say you need to save money, it often gets the stiff arm in terms of, well, that doesn't mean anything to me. But if I can say to them, picture your son or daughter going to the school of their choice. Picture yourself in retirement doing the things you really want to do. If they can paint a vision for that and they can buy into it, suddenly they become much more motivated in terms of savings. Because what the research shows is money is really not their motivator. You know, the generation before them, status, prestige, their house, their car, things that drove them to be successful providing for their family is not what drives this generation. So especially businesses, they're going to have to kind of retool to attract those millennial dollars based more on experience and not just on status.
I don't know if you can save enough. I mean, there's never anything wrong with saving, right?
That's right. You never could save enough. The key, though, is what is that saving going to be for? I mean, I work as a financial advisor, for goodness sake, so I'm saving all the time, encouraging my clients to always be saving. But what we're finding is until the millennials realize here's why I need to be saving, because keep in mind, the perception is they've been handed everything their entire life and have thought that, well, if I can't do this, someone else will take care of this for me. Now, keep in mind, let me take a step back for a moment. Think about what the typical millennials' financial experience has been like. They've seen the tech bubble bursting back in 2000. They've gone through the 9/11 attacks. They've seen the Great Recession of 2008. So for the most part, all they've seen financially is negative, 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 and mix in other world crises that have gone on. So there's really a lack of distrust with the financial services business. And so once we can overcome that, which takes a while, then they're more likely to see, here's a way for me to make money.
Yeah, the sooner you get started, the better. What if you're a little older and you feel like it's hopeless at this point? Is it ever too late to start?
No, and here's what I would suggest. I call this the sweet spot. So at a certain point in a person's life, they may have their house paid off, a car paid off. There are moments where you can take advantage of the opportunity. What I would do is have people write down, what do I owe? What do I own, which tells a person what their net worth is, to take a financial x-ray in terms of where do I stand today and simply get started. And one of the best ways to do that is to find an accountability partner. It could be your spouse, a friend, and say, look, I want to save a certain amount of money. Let's agree to ask each other each month, are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And then if we do it for, say, 3 months or 6 months, let's go to Starbucks, have a coffee, and celebrate those small exciting challenges that you've overcome. So it's never too late. The key, though, is to get started, but start saving now and do it out of sight, out of mind. The best way is what I call on autopilot, where you set it up and it automatically comes out of your account.
Yeah.
Because if not, there's often more month left than there is money.
Hey, Derek, nice meeting you. I appreciate your time. Where can people find you?
You can go to my website at DerekKinney, DerekKinney.com. Happy to be of help.
Thanks so much for your time and thoughts today. Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. 8:15, ESPN 93.5. All right, Cubs play tonight. Must win for Chicago on the north side against those L.A. Dodgers. And it's an 8 o'clock start, meaning the game will get, I mean, legitimately be over by 11:30, 12. Three and a half, four,
well,
probably.
Groggy all week, really, because 8 o'clock start tomorrow also.
Man.
7 o'clock Thursday, at least.
Yeah.
So that's what we got.
All right, that's fine. Let's go.
Hugh Darvish on the mound.
Be sold out.
Dodgers.
It's going to be an energy.
Yep.
Come on, Cub fans. I'm seeing long faces here.
Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah, and then Carl Edwards will come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl. Colleen Magnifico does not like Carl Edwards Jr. Okay. So New York over Houston yesterday, 8-1. Astros up 2-1 in that series, and they'll go at it this afternoon. Tennessee Titans beat the Indianapolis Colts yesterday. That final was 36-22. Also trending in NFL action is Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers having surgery on that broken collarbone. So we also have people that are chiming in on the text line, Io Desumo, and how he will solve all our problems.
Well, I don't know if I would say that, but he would give us a boost, because so good news would be really nice this week.
Illinois volleyball, Megan Cooney, Big Ten Freshman of the Week with her action on the court. Go Illini. We also have the Illini in action golf-wise. We're tied for fifth right now at Crooked Creek, if you want to check that out. So that's pretty much sports right now. It's mainly all about the Cubs.
And why does Yasiel Puig lick his bat? Has anybody seen that? He's this guy from Cuba. I think he's a wonderful athlete. He's probably not, you know, met expectations, because I think when he first came up, people thought he's going to be Mickey Mantle or some crazy great. I mean, he's good. He's a good player. A little showy, but really well-built, big, strong guy. And then he'll swing and miss, and then he'll take the top of his bat and he'll lick it. I don't know what it's a weird thing, because you've heard about guys that lick their golf balls. And, you know, that has herbicide and all that bad stuff of chemical, and they do.
Okay.
They say, you're going to get that in your system, dummy. Anyway, it's look for Yasiel Puig licking his bat. I think it's the strangest thing. I've never seen anything like that.
Thing is, I have no idea how to spell it. Okay, here it is.
P-U-I-G.
Yep.
Puig.
He's a really good player. I mean, I think he's really good, really talented.
Well, it came out like gangbusters. I mean, he really took the league by storm, and then he had some attitude issues, and then he couldn't hit, and then, well, he's a very good right fielder. Okay, anyway, Cubs tonight, 8 o'clock, US 105.9.
That's
you want
right.
to hear the home team do the games. It's on radio, US 105.9. There are some people that do not have cable. Talk to somebody Saturday. They do not have cable. They cannot get TBS or Major League Baseball. You need cable to get these games. Gone are the days, you know, used to be on, I think the Yankees are on Fox. But, I mean, it's a cable deal, TBS and MLB. So you better have cable. Otherwise, US 105.9. And, again, ball game tonight, 8 o'clock. And won't Wrigleyville be crawling all day?
Yeah.
Or is it just gone? Is the excitement just gone? You can't regenerate what you did last year. It can't happen. So you're just like kind of in a Matta Joe Madden moment. He put Lackey in. Oh. Wade Davis will pitch tonight if they need him. But it just this is in new waters. You're criticizing the manager, Joe Madden. That just hadn't happened. It's going to be okay. One victory will cure a lot. So just win tonight, and people will be back on the page tomorrow. But right now, a little grumpy out there with the Cup fans. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunshine, high 70, 45 our low tonight. 71 the high tomorrow, down to 49. 76 with sunshine again on Thursday, clear in the evening, low 50. Currently 46 on ESPN 93.5.
I talked to a good baseball mind, softball genius, Randy Walken will be coming up here in 20 minutes. He's a guy that's won like 1,000 million, billion games with St. Joe Ogden. We'll talk a little baseball with Randy and what the Cardinals need to do to fix their problems.
Licks the bat for good luck.
That's what it is?
That's what I'm finding out.
But that's a new thing because he didn't used to do it. Anyway, Randy Walken coming up from St. Joe's. Great
Sounds
guy.
Good.
Yep. He'll tell us what the Cardinals need to do to compete with the Chicago Cubs. Just sensing grumpy. Cubbies are in the National League Championship. It's not over. All right, back in a moment. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street giant Goldman Sachs is reporting a stronger quarter despite weaker trading business. Morgan Stanley's quarter was also better than forecast. Johnson & Johnson has decided not to pursue two new drugs. The treatments were being tested for rheumatoid arthritis and leukemia. Volvo will be producing an electric car called the Polestar starting in 2019. The car is a joint venture with its parent company in China. Could Americans decide to sleep in on Black Friday instead of getting up early to pick up some shopping deals? Consulting firm Accenture says more than half of those surveyed say they're less likely to shop on the day after Thanksgiving this year. Black Friday is facing competition from online shopping, including on Cyber Monday, and from Thanksgiving Day shopping. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side.
For free. The professional mechanics at CarX will use advanced diagnostics to pinpoint your vehicle's issues, and often the result is something minor. Don't ignore that check engine light. See your Champaign and Danville CarX man today to get your free check engine light scan.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
I always think, you know, when people do bad things, it always catches you. What you don't know or you may never see is how and when. Harvey Weinstein just happens to be really public, but he's been a really bad guy for a really long time. And people have known it, and they've kind of wondered, you know, how does that guy keep doing what he's doing? Well, when you have the kind of money Harvey Weinstein has, tens and tens of millions, maybe even 100 million, he's a really rich guy. You got a team of lawyers. You got everything else. So what are you going to do? Claim he did this to me, and then they'll call you trailer trash? And destroy your career and all these other things. But this was the epitome of evil and bad, what he's doing to women and how many women. And it was pretty routine. His brother claims he begged his brother to get, you know, help forever. And then he's obviously got many dysfunctions, but going into a sexual addiction treatment center in Arizona, it's a power thing, isn't it?
Yes.
He has total control over them, and if you don't play the game, you don't get the part.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the question is Hollywood like this? Is this just a rogue guy? You've heard about bad things where people do awful things to get ahead in this game? I never did care for the whole field of acting. I love the stage, and I love all of that. But the problem with that is you can be the best actor in the world and never get a part.
Yes.
Because it's just a chance, a break, a luck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to be ready when you get a shot. And then you have to have the right material so people like what you do. I mean, it's just there's a lot of wonderful people that are great on stage, but you just got to be good at bussing tables as well as acting. It's just a hard profession to count on anything. I mean, we all enjoy the movies and the stage and theater and production. We love all that. It's wonderful entertainment. It's just a hard work to get noticed. So you do things and you compromise, perhaps, because you're struggling and you're trying to get ahead. And this person has all the context. See Bill Cosby and how many women he abused by drugging them because he was going to mentor them. These are dastardly people.
Mm-hmm.
These are terribly evil people. Bill Cosby called the parents of these women and said, I'm going to help your daughter. My goodness. Sicko. That's terrible.
Yeah.
And the family's excited, telling her friends she's got a meeting with Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, America's dad. Are you kidding me? Harvey Weinstein, I didn't know from Adam. I knew he was a big Democratic player. I knew he gave a lot of money to Obama and Clinton. I didn't know much about what he did. Apparently, a lot of people did. Brad Pitt threatened to beat him up. Brad Pitt went up to Harvey Weinstein and said, I'm going to kick your butt and give you a Missouri whooping if you talk to Gwyneth Paltrow again. And he backed down. Bullies sometimes don't like being confronted.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's... They're going to officially fire him today via conference call. He's going to be on from his treatment center. And the board will fire Harvey Weinstein, whatever.
Right. There's no formal charges against him. He probably won't go to court for this.
Well, they're looking into some of the rape charges now, finally.
Oh, okay.
There's like five women claiming this now because it's safety in numbers. Finally, when the evil man falls, everybody jumps up and said, well, he did that to me, too. And then you get in line, and you're going, well, how would you continue to enable this person? You know, how do you kind of know, but don't say it because you don't want to ruffle feathers, or you don't want to, you know, you're trying to get work yourself, and you got a chance of this big part that this project they've got going on. And anyway, we're kind of seeing how some of this stuff works, and it's not very pretty, but I don't think it's a shock. I mean, are you shocked that this guy's bullying women? And I mean, I'm not shocked by it. I think the culture is kind of like that. That's my perception of it anyway. I think there's a lot of good people probably, but I think there's a lot of rot with zero morals of anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the work and the job and the show and the part.
And if you're in a position of power, then
I guess you abuse it in some cases.
Right.
And I know that
who's going to tell you to back down?
Well, and I know that this isn't exclusive to Hollywood. People, men in power, women in power, I suppose, they can abuse their spot. They can bully people. They can be awful human beings to be around. You're saying, how in the world did this person get so rich and treat people this way? It's, yeah. So anyway, the Harvey Weinstein thing will be out there for a while, but I think the continued parade of women who abuse will just keep coming. They'll keep coming forward, and people will. I mean, there's a lot of people that are jumping out now. All right, we're back in a moment. 8:29.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items, from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hey, Central Illinois farmers, wouldn't you like a 10 or 20 bushel bump on your corn yields? At Stone Seed, their corn hybrids will get you the results you're wanting. 63-68, 64-48, 61-48. These are the hybrids that get you there. Stone Seed's corn lineup is second to none. Ask Tim Wood about 63-68, and it's dominating third-party yield trials. Call Tim Wood, 493-2295. That's 493-2295. Stone Seed, we know Illinois. It's official. Weekends are now reserved for football, so come watch it at Buffalo Wild Wings with other fans who are there for the same reason, to watch sports. In a place packed with roaring fans and a vast menu of food, it's built for fans and it's home for football. And like a quarterback's top receiver, B-Dubs is the perfect wing sauce pairing for our Blue Moon Belgian white beer called Blue Moon BBQ. Available for a limited time while supplies last, and only at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's choice for drug czar, Congressman Tom Marino, is now pulling his name from consideration over reports he took a lot of money from drug companies tied to the opioid epidemic and pushed a bill making it harder to go after them. The president saying yesterday,
he was a very early supporter of mine, the great state of Pennsylvania. He's a great guy. I did see the report. We're going to look into the report. We're going to take it very seriously.
Congressman Marino would have led the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Arizona Senator John McCain says the United States should not turn its back on international leadership.
For the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems.
It is unpatriotic, he says. Senator McCain in Philadelphia receiving the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Mapleton's Auto Park of Urbana, I-74 and Cunningham Avenue, is the sponsor of ESPN's What's Up With That segment. Mapleton's Auto Park is downstate Illinois' number one volume dealer with over 2,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock. The inexpensive price of Kindles is all a plot to get you to spend more money on Amazon, according to new research. What's up with that? I'm Ryan Monahan. Kindle readers often gloat about how much money they saved getting a Kindle instead of another tablet. But new research from Consumer Intelligent Research Partners found that Amazon members who own a Kindle end up spending about $450 more a year than Amazon members who do not own a Kindle. Time reports research shows that Amazon wants to keep the price of a Kindle low, so lots of people buy them and then spend more money on the Amazon site in the long run. Time reports the research firm's founder, who did this study, says that Kindle Fire and Kindle e-reader is really a huge portal to Amazon.com. What's up with that? I'm Ryan Monahan. That's my take. Post yours on ESPNCU.com or check us out on Facebook by searching What's Up With That. This What's Up With That segment was brought to you by Mapleton's Auto Park of Urbana. Mapleton's Auto Park is your regional buying destination with Toyota, Scion, Hyundai, Kia, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Volkswagen, and over 300 certified pre-owned vehicles.
From restoring damage in just one room to an entire building, turn to the ServPro cleanup team that served our local community for the past 25 years. The ServPro of Champaign, Urbana, and Vermilion County restoration specialists are trained and here to help. When fire or water damage strike your home or business, strike back by calling the Green Trucks or visit them online at ServProChampaignUrbana.com. They're faster to any size disaster, and they'll make it like it never even happened. ServProChampaignUrbana.com.
Field & Stream is hiring for our new store in Marketplace Shopping Center in Champaign. Our stores boast the very best in firearms, archery, fishing, and camping equipment. If you have a passion for the outdoors and want to share that passion with others, then apply online today at jobs.fieldandstreamshop.com. That's jobs.fieldandstreamshop.com. Field & Stream is an equal opportunity employer. Applicants must be at least 18 years of age.
Weather, ESPN 93.5. Diane Ducey has our latest.
It's looking good, Stevie. We've got a high of 70 today, down to around 45 in the evening, 72 tomorrow, up to 75 on Thursday, 77 Friday and Saturday.
All right.
Right now, the temperature's at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Fighting Illini again, getting ready to go to Minneapolis to take on the Golden Gophers. We have some injuries, linebacker, et cetera. Jeremy Warner Show with Austin Berkland coming up after 9. And learn more about the Fighting Illini at Minnesota. It's 2:30 kick, and we're like a 14.5-point underdog, I believe. ESPN 93.5. All right. Very happy always to welcome to our program Tanya J. Powers. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
What's going on with you? We're always happy to have Tanya because she spent a little time at Oxford, Mississippi. Mississippi.
Yes, more than a little, but you are correct.
Mississippi School District polls to kill a mockingbird because it makes people uncomfortable. True?
Yes, but there's some context that goes with this a little bit. So I want to make sure everybody kind of knows the backstory and all of the details about it, because the headline is you know, it's not necessarily misleading. It's true. They have pulled to kill a mockingbird in one particular school district. This happened in Biloxi, which is in southern Mississippi, down at the Gulf Coast. And so what the school board decided to do, they said they had gotten some complaints about the language in the book, that it makes people uncomfortable. The vice president of the Biloxi school board said they can teach the same lesson with other books. So they're going to use a different book in the reading curriculum for the eighth graders, the school district. They're going to take, this one out of the required reading. Now, again, it's not being taken out of the school. It is not being banned. They're not pulling a dumpster into the court square for everybody to toss their copy.
Not burning books.
No.
Okay, good news.
We're not going to that extent.
Okay.
They said, you know, like I said, their words are that they can use another book to teach the same sort of lesson. And they felt that, you know, this was a better way to do that. The students can still read the book, still in the library. It's not, you know, that's not what's going on.
I knew being the watchdog of Mississippi, you'd take care of this, Tanya J. Good work.
Well, you know, I mean, I did get, you know, my, I did grow up, I was born and raised there. So, you know, I understand exactly what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
I will tell you, though, that I don't remember, I don't think it was required reading when I was in the eighth grade, high school, for that matter. I read the book, but it was later. I don't think it was required reading, but I can't swear to it.
They're a better guy than Gregory Peck. I mean, man, what a, I always thought a great band name would be Atticus Finch. I mean,
I'm surprised there's not one by that.
I thought that would be a great band name, Atticus Finch. And boy, you know who? What actor made his acting debut in that movie? Robert Duvall.
That's right.
He was Boo Radley.
Behind
the door. Yeah, I want you to meet. His name wasn't Boo. I mean, Gregory Peck introduced him as his real name. Anyway, it's classic.
Right.
And Gregory Peck was like, "Come on, man, how good are you? Come on."
Yeah. Yeah, he. I mean, and it's a classic book. I mean, it's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Harper Lee, basically, she didn't have to do anything else after this book.
Amazing.
I mean, that was,
yeah.
Well, that was it.
Touched us. There's no doubt about it. It touched us. All right, Tanya J., have you been to the Grove in the last year or so down in Oxford or no?
When's the last time I got down there? It's been within the last year.
Okay.
I just don't remember exactly when. It wasn't during football season.
Still has that energy in the Grove, huh?
Nowhere else has that.
I mean, I was dizzy walking through that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I said, shit.
You were probably blinded by the candelabras in the tent and the china on the tailgate.
Didn't know you could hook up a chandelier like that. That's amazing.
And a big screen TV and a heater and pretty much anything else you need. Yeah. There are people who go tailgate that never even go to the game.
I mean, I'm talking about the whole area's got to be, what, 20 acres? I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it's I don't remember how many acres it is, but yeah,
it's a bunch.
And they're packed in there like sardines.
Oh, I know it. I was there. Crazy. Hey, listen, thanks for your time as always.
Anytime. Thank you.
8:39, Hall of Famer Randy Walken is in St. Joe. Coach, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Superstar. How many wins do you even know? You're like over 1,000 girls softball victories in however many years you've been doing this thing. Do you have anybody ever add up how many wins you've had as a coach? Because you did basketball. I mean, you've done a lot of coaching.
Yeah, I've done a lot of coaching. I've put a lot of years in. So, yeah, you know, it's been a nice run, though. I've enjoyed it.
Well, you've done great, and you're a big Cardinals fan. And we were talking, and before I ask you the Cardinal fixes, because I'm sure you've got them, you went to Las Vegas the end of the week after the shooting. Can you tell me what that was like?
Well, for most of Vegas, it was the same. There was no difference. But we did have a show that my wife and daughter, Christy, went to in Mandalay Bay, and it was pretty somber there. And there wasn't that many people there in Mandalay Bay. But for the rest of Vegas, there was no difference.
You just didn't feel anything, huh?
No, you didn't. And I talked to a number of people about it. I talked to a cab driver, and it was an interesting story. The cab driver says it never would happen in Africa. He goes, somebody killed somebody in Africa. He goes, they killed that person and all his family and the wife's family and everybody else. So he says, it never happens in Africa.
Well, I bet not.
I said, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And,
I've never heard of that. Wow, that's crazy.
No.
So, and of course, you did what you normally do, and that's have to leave with a Brinks truck. Congratulations again.
No, not exactly, but it was fun.
That's it. Hey, okay, the St. Louis Cardinals. I know what a good fan, solid baseball mind that you are. And you said it earlier, and then I quoted you, the Cardinals didn't have a thumper. You said that in June. They still don't have a thumper. I think the Cardinals are more than one move away. I think they're two or three moves away. What do you think?
I have to agree. One thumper won't do it. I think you have to have the opposing pitcher worry about two or three guys in the middle of the lineup. They don't have to worry about anybody in our lineup. Just like the Dodgers, that Turner guy, everybody worries about Turner and see what he did to the Cubs the other night.
Yeah.
So, well, I think that's a big part of it, and I think if you look at the teams that are remaining in the playoffs, they all have great relief pitching, especially the Dodgers.
Yep.
Oh, I think our relief pitching hurts us. We've lost so many games late because we can't hold a lead. So I think we have to really shore that up, you know, besides getting
The word is that we're going to go get Greg Holland from Colorado. He apparently is number one on the list, and he'd be a closer, and I don't know how good he is. He's 31, but Greg Holland is the name I'm hearing.
Yep, that's what I'm hearing also, and I think that would be a good move. That's not as good as what we could get because Rosenthal's out with Tommy John, so I don't know. I think, and then we need the sixth and seventh inning guys too, the eighth inning guys, the way it's going. So we got a lot of young pitchers, and I think the young pitchers' arms won't last through seven or eight innings. I think it'll be five or six for them. So.
Well, I'm telling you, and then the number one signee that the Cardinals signed, the reliever. What a miss, right? I mean,
it killed it.
What was the guy's name?
Cecil.
I mean, but how a $30 million miss? How do they miss that far? Because I didn't think he was very good at all.
Oh, well, he was terrible. But later in the year, he got a little bit better, and he felt bad that he was so bad. But I don't know how you missed it, you know, but. The one thing about long-term contracts with relief pitchers, one year they're good, the next year they're not so good. It was a gamble, and it did not pay off, and it hurt us the whole year.
Randy Walken, Hall of Fame softball coach, St. Joe Ogden. Let me give you my lineup for the Cardinals next year. Dexter Fowler leading off. Batting second, J.D. Martinez. Batting third, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fourth, Jose Altuve, and batting fifth will be Josh Donaldson, and after that, I don't care.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Well, you're spending some money, you know.
Why do I care what they spend? There's no salary cap. I'll give you $3 more for my nachos, Randy.
Yeah, or your tickets and everything else.
Whatever. Come on, man. Yeah. Right now, I just want to compete with the Cubs.
I know. I think it'll be years and years before we can compete with them again because the Cubs are young.
If they don't do some drastic two or three steps, you're going to go into the season best case wild card, and that isn't a very good feeling.
Oh, one game, you know, you could be out.
No. We'll see what happens, but it's going to have to be a super active offseason. Certainly, they know that. I mean, John Mozeliak sat there while the Cubs planted the flag on the mound. They have to not like that.
No kidding. Oh, it's terrible.
And then the next night, Randy, the JV beat him. Come on, man. That was bad. Taylor, somebody beat the Cardinals to eliminate him. What?
Oh, I know it. That was embarrassing. Yeah. Totally embarrassing.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's see. Hope they get her done. Listen, thank you, and congratulations on all you're doing. We'll keep track of the Cardinals here in the offseason and be in touch. And what do you think about the Cubs-Dodgers? Cub fans, to me, have kind of cashed it in. They think it's over.
I never count the Cubs out. They got too many good hitters, too many young players that really are good. So I wouldn't count them out. I would not count them out. Yeah. The Dodgers, though, are very, very hot right now.
Yeah,
so
they are.
They hit a hot team there. So.
And they got a really good bullpen, the Dodgers, man. Hard to get any runs.
It's like 18 up and 18 down. That's really good. Yeah.
Amazing. All right, Randy Walken, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Good talking to you. He's the guy that's won like 1,000 games softball, more than that. He's just really cool and knows baseball. So there you go. Don't count the Cubs out, is what Randy said. So that's what I'd book.
That's right.
Don't count the Cubs out, everybody. Here we go, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
Cubs are starting with Kyle Hendricks to the mound and Hugh Darvish for the L.A. Dodgers. Right now, the Dodgers are up 2-0. Games at 8 o'clock tonight, you'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9. On the American League side, they had New York beating Houston 8-1 yesterday. Now they've got a game. Astros have two games. NFL action had the Tennessee Titans over the Colts yesterday, 36-22. And Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers will have surgery on that broken right collarbone. Illinois volleyball has Megan Cooney as Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Congratulations to her. We also have the golf team in action at Crooked Creek right now, tied for fifth. NBA's regular season starts tonight, but Indianapolis Pacers are in action against Brooklyn tomorrow, and the Bulls and Toronto's game is on Thursday. So that's why I haven't talked about that too much. NHL action tomorrow has the Blackhawks and St. Louis, so that's another local team of interest that's in action tomorrow. So that's what we've got. Oh, right. I could talk about the J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase.
Please do.
Bloomington Central Catholic and Unity is sponsored by Carl Sports Medicine, Illini Mattress.
That's for first place, you know.
I know.
It's at Bloomington?
Yeah.
And this is for number one in the conference because the Rockets are undefeated. Bloomington Central Catholic has won. So it's a BCC Unity. That's a show down there.
It's going to be heard on Q96 thanks to Roof Doctors, Long's Garage in Urbana, Country Financial Agent Jesse DeHaan, and Tapman's Towing, along with i3 Broadband, another option for your internet, TV, and voice. Without the contracts, check out their fiber network today at i3broadband.com. And we've got a bunch of Rocket supporters, including Keith Garrett in Tolona with Country Financial. With that good student discount, call 485-3010, proud supporter of the Rockets. 24-hour indoor shooting range, top-rated professional service, all in one location. I'm talking Momentum Archery on Route 45 in Tolono, momentum.com. And also in Tolono, we've got Monocle's Pizza, Brian's Buildings, which is right next to Momentum Archery, Moomaw Trucking, and Freeze Funeral Home, also saying go Rockets. It's Unity and Bloomington Central Catholic, Friday night at 7 on Q96.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 70, down to around 50 tonight. Up to 72, down to 52. We get a little warmer as the week progresses. By Friday, we'll be up to 77. There's rain in the forecast on Sunday with a high 65. We're currently at 48. ESPN 93.5.
One thing Randy Walken said that might have surprised you did not surprise me. You couldn't really tell a difference in Las Vegas after the shooting from the standpoint of business, except perhaps Mandalay Bay, where it was somber.
Right.
And the crowds were down, understandably.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the town, I mean, we probably felt more here than a lot of people did there because the deal's got to keep going. It's a lot of money involved here, and you want to keep the gamblers going and the shows going. There's just too much revenue involved.
400,000 people employed by the casinos and, you know, all the entertainment.
A friend of mine was there New Year's Eve once, and he said, there's no clocks. They don't have any clocks in the casinos. That's, you know, on purpose. They don't want you to know what time it is. And he said, you know what? They didn't even stop dealing. They didn't even stop dealing. Happy New Year, nothing. I said I was going to write a book on, you know, addicted gamblers, and the title of my book was going to be The Deal Never Ends.
Ah.
Because it doesn't.
Right.
And you see how many pictures of people at the slot machine, cigarette dangling out of their mouth. Mm-hmm. They don't even know what time it is.
You're right.
And gambling is what it is. I mean, many of us can do it entertaining and fun and limit it, but a lot cannot. It's much like alcohol and some of these other things. You can't stop, and it's got that rush of a thing, and you can't really just bet, but you got to bet a certain amount to get the rush. That's why you hear about, you know, professional athletes on the golf course spending thousands on golf because it's a gamble, and $100 doesn't do it. You got to spend a lot of money to really make it like you feel it kind of a thing. And I think it's the same thing. Going to a casino, you can play the big tables. You can play nickel. I think Las Vegas still has nickel and penny slots if you go downtown. I think they've got some of those old ones. And people just like the process of doing that. And many people can't stop doing that. And many people mess up and lose it all. And it's just a sad, sad thing. And that's why the whole gambling in Champaign-Urbana and around here, I initially said, yeah, you know, we'll put machines in. That's fine. But they're going to be on every corner. And they're not on every corner. But they're on every other corner.
Maybe we should look into having one in our lobby.
Well, we'd probably make a little money on it, wouldn't
we? There you go.
Yeah. I mean, but the people that play, you know, some do it, but some play a lot.
Yeah.
And the money that we know the numbers. It's tens and tens of millions and millions of dollars in Champaign alone over the course of a year. And you're saying, how? Really? In Las Vegas, you know, that video poker where we learn a little more about that because of this awful event, you know, you spend $10,000 on a video poker machine, chances are you're going to get $9,600 back. Oh, that's pretty good. No, you lost $400. It's just you're going to lose over the haul, and occasionally you'll hit, and then you'll feel good. But over the long, that's why there's so many light bulbs in Las Vegas. Somebody's got to pay for that, and it's you. You can't win consistently in that game. All right, final thoughts coming up. It's 8:51.
When you hit the brakes in time, but the guy behind you doesn't, get it to Gerber. When your teenager puts the dent in Stu Dent Driver, yep, get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass. Call 877-7-GERBER. Gerber comes highly recommended.
Peace of mind is one of the most important benefits a bank can provide. That's why First Financial Bank is excited to offer First Provider Checking, which includes free online and mobile banking, plus identity theft monitoring and resolution service, cell phone protection, and much more. For details, visit us at first-online.com or see a First Financial representative. Some First Provider benefits require registration and activation. Insurance products are not insured by the FDIC or any federal government agency and are not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Culch from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
I bought a bunch of moms from Shane.
Nice.
They're awesome.
Uh-huh.
Who's
all kinds of colors,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, they had, how many different colors did he have? A gazillion. I mean, you really, like 38?
Sounds right.
That many colors, 38? Who's this?
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Are you getting the attention you deserve from your broker? When you partner with Provident, you get an advisor who stays focused on you and your family. We work for you. Contact us today to schedule a consultation. Find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neil and Burwash in Savoy. Okay, so if the Cubs don't win, we'll have to deal with that tomorrow. But I expect them to win tonight and get that thing back to 2-1. It'd be interesting to see Yankees-Houston, whether the Yankees can even that up today. They looked pretty strong last night. Home runs by third baseman Todd something and, of course, Aaron Judge. That Aaron Judge, 6'7", 300, and athletic. He is a big boy. He's a big kid. Anyway, Yankees are, yeah, we'll see if they're back in it or not. I don't know. Houston, how do you beat Justin Verlander and this Dallas Keuchel? I mean, how do you beat them? They're just, it'd probably be Houston and L.A. in the World Series, but we'll see. Again, Cubs have three in a row at Wrigley Field, man.
Yeah, we'll do fine.
Weather's fine tonight.
Uh-huh.
I think in Chicago.
Looks great.
Okay. I think that the Cubbies will be right back in it. I think they'll hit some dingers tonight. I think they're going to take care of the Dodgers, and then we'll see how we feel tomorrow. But definitely it's over feel from some of our Cub friends. I don't think it's over. Not yet. Now, you lose tonight, then I'm probably going to have to say it's probably over.
Nah, not even then.
All right. Why not? Okay, stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Content coming up next. Jeremy Warner Show with Austin Berthlin, 9 to 11. And don't forget Tan Carp this afternoon from 4 to 6 in our new lineup. Hope you're enjoying that. All right, we'll meet tomorrow and do this again. Thank you so much, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Again, thank you for listening. We'll talk tomorrow and check out what happened with the Cubs and probably have to tell you what happened because game probably won't end until midnight. It starts at 8. 8? US 105.9 has all of our Pat Hughes coverage, US 105.9. I'm Stevie J. Thanks again for listening. Have a great Tuesday.
It's Lon Tay from ESPN 93.5, and whenever I need work done on